This is All Things Considered on WBUR. I'm Steve Brown. That's the angry reaction of some students at Penn State to the firing of the school's football coach of the past 46 years, Joe Paterno. Amidst charges that a longtime top assistant to Paterno sexually abused at least 8 boys, the school's board of trustees has also fired school president Graham Spanier. John Serma, vice president of the board of trustees, says the school will now focus on figuring out what happened and making sure it does not happen again.
Penn State has always strived for honesty, integrity, and the highest moral standards in all of our activities. We promise you that we are committed to restoring public trust to our university.
Questions about how Paterno and other top officials at Penn State responded to initial sexual abuse allegations have led to comparisons with how the Catholic Archdiocese of Boston reacted to allegations against several priests. With us now is Boston attorney Jeff Newman. Jeff represented more than 400 of the victims of priest sex abuse. Thanks for coming in today.
My pleasure.
Jeff, first, as someone so close to figuring out what happened in churches here in Boston, what is your reaction to the unfolding scandal at the University in Pennsylvania?
Well, you know, there were so many similarities. When I saw the press conference this morning and I saw the students acting out, it was both outrageous and so upsetting to me because, having represented all these individuals and seen what I hope to be an evolution, I've seen nothing in this that has changed whatsoever. The most upsetting thing to me was not just that they didn't respond to it or try to protect the children. It was what the university said last night when they made the decision. They said nothing of the 10-year-old boy or the 5 others who were molested. They said nothing about sexual abuse generally, the fact that it won't be tolerated, never tolerated. I was nearly despondent when I saw all this because I said, well, what good did all these cases do?
Some are comparing Joe Paterno to Cardinal Bernard Law here in Boston. Is that a fair comparison?
From what I can see, it's fair. I mean, I've read the materials which say that he had a report in his desk in 2002 that said his defensive football coach was having sex in a bathroom with a young boy. He was the captain of the ship. He was this guy's supervisor. Where was his common sense? Where was his feelings as a father? He doesn't care more about children who are sexually abused than he does about his beloved Penn State football team.
Are you surprised that this came to light in 2002 at Penn State? Nothing was done at that time. In 2002, here in Boston, the church crisis was exploding.
It was just exploding. We had day in and day out media attention. We had front page. It was reaching out across the country. Paterno is not a stupid man. He must have known what's going on. And so they should have reported it immediately to the police, brought in the authorities. They should have had an immediate investigation through Penn State via its attorneys. I'd like to know what the attorneys knew, whether they had that report on their desk.
Do you think the lessons that we learned here in Boston from the Boston Archdiocese crisis a few years ago, has that sunk in nationwide, or is it still are people tone deaf to it?
I think there's been some benefit to it. I think there's been certainly some discussion about it in the church. But the problem I see is that within certain areas in the United States, there are certain things that are sacrosanct. When things happen and it butts up against big money, certainly big money sports, there are certain institutions that seem to be living in the dark ages. There's a different standard.
Okay. Thank you very much, Attorney Jeff Newman. Thanks for coming by today.
Thank you.